Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was about sharks.
Sharks?
Sharks. And we know what I don't know about sharks could fit in many buildings, but what I do know about sharks is that they can't swim backwards.
Right. And they're always against the Jets.
They're always... They are indeed always against the Jets. I wish I had said that. What did she? I told Alice Wetterlund that they can't swim backwards, and she said, "Who can?"
I think other fish can swim backwards.
I don't know about that, but if someone does, someone should definitely tell me.
I believe I've seen goldfish
swim backwards.
Swim backwards.
It's a hell of an exit.
Not for a long time.
It's a hell of an exit.
They can sort of back out of things and. You know,
beep, beep, beep.
Exactly.
They can get. But it was fascinating, only because of she swam with sharks. Not backwards. Sharks have gotten. She's like, can you swim backwards? I cannot. Can you swim backwards?
I think I can probably swim backwards.
You can't swim backwards. You could back up in the water.
I kind of think that's the same thing. If I'm not walking on the bottom and I'm backing up, I'm swimming backwards.
Okay. Well, maybe. Well, here's the thing about the Dork Forest is that it's a joy and a delight every time to learn things.
Joy and a delight.
So, and this was no different.
Yeah. What else did you learn?
Can't remember. No, okay. I learned that sharks... She swam with sharks,
mm-hmm.
and there was a tiger shark. There were a bunch of other sharks. No cage.
Wow.
And a tow rope.
They just weren't hungry.
Right. And she said they don't eat that often.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stick somebody in a cage with a lot of cameras that have electronic pulses,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be curious and come over.
Oh,
and
okay.
then you're going to sell that as sharks are... They want to kill everything. And she's like, they don't. They only. And she said, the tiger sharks are the garbage eaters of the ocean.
Oh, yeah?
They have found, I don't know if this killed them, but they've found dead sharks that have, like, license plates in them. So they'll try anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard that about great whites, too.
They don't have hands, and their sense of smell is more, like, they can smell an ounce of blood.
Yeah.
Or a little tiny bit of blood.
Mm-hmm.
But they... Mostly they're like, chomp, chomp, was that edible?
Right.
Which is why people's flapping arms as they swim look like struggling fish.
Yep.
And they're like, chomp, chomp, well, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you think about what your silhouette looks like from the bottom when you're on a surfboard and you're paddling around,
mm-hmm.
hey, you kind of look like a seal.
Right.
And seal are delicious.
Seal are delicious if you're a shark.
Fatty and goodness.
Fatty, fatty goodness. But the other thing I learned was, well, now we're talking about it. The other thing I learned was that the sharks, there's a hierarchy of sort of where in the water they are.
Oh, okay.
Smaller sharks, closer to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger sharks, closer to the top. She said, so when she was swimming with the sharks, she said, the woman who was directing them said, just stay on the top. They'll think you're a really big shark and they won't bother you. But you'll get to see them because you'll have snorkel goggles on.
Right. Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Right, right. So you're basically just playing a big game of joust.
Oh, I remember joust. Boink. Boink.
You only won when you were slightly higher than the other.
Slightly higher.
Uh-huh.
Just slightly. It's nothing like Joust. I love you dearly. Let us be done. It is such a good episode, though.
Okay.